When the magnitude of the May tornadoes became evident, News 9 anchors jumped into action. Meteorologist Gary England called for all kinds of donations and watched as viewers responded.
You know, obviously we've suffered a major tragedy. It does happen, as we've talked about, in this part of the world and other parts of the world, too. And the good thing is we all support each other, and we appreciate anything you can do, anything you give, big, little, or whatever, or just a prayer. It's all good.
So truckloads of help came pouring in, and for the team at News 9, it was all good. They had plenty of room in their driveway, and the staff had the manpower to help unload the donations. Houston Hunt is the VP of Marketing for Griffin Communications, KWTV's parent company. He says the internal discussions that preceded the call for donations were incredibly brief because of the channel's responsibility to the public.
We really didn't put a lot of thought into it. And I know that kind of sounds insane, but it was basically, we need to help Oklahomans. Let's get into action now. It was less than a 2-minute conversation.
This was an easy decision for KWTV in part because it acted as a middleman for the donations' ultimate destinations. People dropped off goods, and employees at News 9 sorted through the products and passed them on to nonprofits in the area. Hunt says station staff made a decision to accept anything people were willing to give.
What we found is we're not going to turn away a donation. We're going to find a way that everything that came through our driveway was able to be used to benefit those that had been impacted by the disaster.
But Aaron Engelke with Feed the Children says that may not necessarily be the best approach to take when it comes to disaster response.
A lot of what we saw was a tremendous amount of an overabundance of certain products that were donated, and in some cases, products that weren't really needed.
Engelke says this miscommunication continued even after the immediacy of the storms had subsided.
So for the weeks that followed the May tornadoes, the message of need around donated products continued in spite of the fact that for most of the nonprofits around the city, including Feed the Children, there was almost no room to store the donated items.
From the standpoint of private charities, Engelke says one lesson from the tornadoes is to coordinate better and set clearer guidelines in the first place.
Going forward, it's important for all of the agencies who are on the ground responding to disaster to have the same message. You know, for all of us to be on the same page, to communicate to the media exactly what the needs are, and also to question them when they start communicating a message that is different than what the need actually is.
Lacking a better communications plan, nonprofits throughout the region are now left with millions of dollars of donated products, for which both they and storm survivors have little use. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.